In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." But you, that's the people of God, will receive power. That's the power of God. To Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the ends of the earth. That's the places where the people are lost. How many of you know the church today? We need to be the people of God with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. With the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. With the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. With the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. Says that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. That's true of you. And you're not only a new creation, but you're also 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Those same new creations turn around and become new ambassadors, ambassadors for Jesus. And God makes his appeal to men through these ambassadors. God makes his appeal to this lost world through these new ambassadors. And so therefore, we have a sense of urgency. You can hear it in the passage when he says, "We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." Are you that megaphone? Are you that mouthpiece? Are you calling out to a lost world? Be reconciled to God. The question is not whether you're an ambassador. Anyone who's in Christ is a new creation and a new ambassador. The question is, are you doing your job as an ambassador? Are you crying out with a sense of urgency? Be reconciled to God. With a sense of urgency resulting from this human emergency, realizing the spiritual crisis demands a spiritual Red Cross. Preaching and praying 24/7, we embark on a mission above to rescue souls dying on their way to hell. With the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. With the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. With the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. Chapter 10, there's one of the greatest promises could ever be heard. It says in Romans 10:13, that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Oh, what a precious promise. That whoever would call on the name of Jesus, that they would be saved, that they would be transformed, that their eternal destiny would be altered, that their life on earth would be transformed. Oh, what a glorious promise that whoever calls on the name of the Lord would be saved. But there's a great dilemma. In verse 14, he says, "How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." The great dilemma is they won't call if they don't believe. And they won't believe unless they hear. And they won't hear unless someone preaches. And they won't preach unless someone sends them to preach. Oh, there's a great dilemma. There's a great offer. But somebody has to be the salesman for the free gift of eternal life. Someone has to bring the message of hope that there's good news of freedom. Someone has to shout it from the mountaintops. Oh, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring this good news. I got news for you. You're not only an ambassador. You're not only a witness, but you're a sent one. In John chapter 20, verse 21, Jesus tells his disciples, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." And he tells them very loud and clear, verse 21, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Oh, the same one that said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Do you know that you're a sent one? Do you not know that you've been sent out on a mission? Do you not know you're a missionary? You're a witness. You're an ambassador. You're a sent one. You're a missionary. Oh, my friend, you got to take this good news to the ends of the earth. As the Father sent Jesus, Jesus has sent you. With a sense of urgency resulting from this human emergency, realizing the spiritual crisis demands a spiritual Red Cross. Preaching and praying 24/7, we embark on a mission above to rescue souls dying on their way to hell. Where the people are lost, where the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost, where the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost. With the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost, where the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost, where the people of God, with the power of God, penetrating the places where the people are lost.